وفرض أمر إلى الله إن الله بصير بالعباد. أستغفر الله أستغفر الله وأسأل الله التوبة. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العبيد الجبار المتكبر. سبحان الله عما يشركون. هو الله الخالق البعري المصور له الأسماء الحسنى. يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أبي القاسم محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين سيما بقية الله في الأرضين ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. قال الحكيم في كتاب المجيد وفرقان الحميد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا. صلوات
اللهم صل على محمد
محمد.
Respected brothers, proceeding towards our topic regarding Iblis and his fellows and his followers who are open enemies of mankind. They have different packages of attractions, different traps, different networks, different whisperings, and we need to be cautious. We need to be careful. We need to protect our iman. And when we will be ready to face the angel of death, at that moment, we must protect our iman. So this is continuous battle between Iblis, his followers, and Adam alayhi salam and his descendants. So the story begins when Hazrat Adam alayhi salam was made and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put his soul into Adam and commanded to all angels and Iblis to do sajda, to do prostration, and Iblis denied. So by that day, Adam alayhi salam is fortunate and lucky, and Iblis is unlucky. And why? Iblis is being cursed. Iblis is thrown away from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there are different reasons. And that reasons are hidden in the attitude of both parties. So one party was Hazrat Adam alayhi salam and other was Iblis. Why Iblis become Iblis and why Adam alayhi salam became prophet and all other messengers came from his descendants and he is dignified? So these two characters, two attitudes are important for us to follow, to analyze, to explore what to do and what not to do. The good luck of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, and he was chosen as prophet and all other messengers were kept in his lineage. So that was due to his behavior. When Hazrat Adam alayhi salam was being made, at that time Iblis denied to follow the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he announced openly, "Wallah, thousands and thousands of years I done your worship. I was very closer to you. I was even heading the angels. But now all of the status have been taken back from me. So this is not something ordinary for me. So now I will stand against this Adam and his children. I will try to kidnap them. I will try to trap them. I will try to deviate them. I will try to keep them with myself until we all will go into the hellfire. And Adam and his children, you are proud of them. So this is open challenge for Adam and his children. I will never take them rest. I will never keep them in tranquility and peace and iman." So he challenged. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also accepted, because this man was granted by aql, by thinking and planning power. And at the same time, where Iblis started his whispering and his job, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also introduced his messengers, his prophets. So different messengers came in different areas, in different nations, and they were guiding to the mankind. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not left us human being all alone. So first of all, to defeat and to stand against Iblis, and to know how the enemy is reacting against us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided us one messenger, that is aql, that is always with us. And before maturity, there is no responsibility, there is no wajib upon Muslims, upon mankind. So before Baloogh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to do accountability for us. Why? Because before Baloogh, our mind, our brain is not mature. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us time to be mature physically, to be mature mentally, to be mature knowledge-wise, to know who is friend, who is enemy, who is well-wisher. And once a person, even this is not a matter of age, some people who are disabled or mentally retarded, so for them there is no responsibility, no duty at all. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is kind. He has granted us something. He want to raise the level of mankind here and hereafter. That's why he provided us with aql, with brain. At the same time, this brain is helpful to have battle and to defeat Iblis. At the same time, this aql also help us to choose our guide, to choose our imam, to choose our leader and prophet, and to know what is right and what is wrong. Whenever one messenger has kept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in us, whenever any of us is doing any wrong thing, any sin, A sound comes from inside for the person. Whatever you are going to do, this is wrong. Whatever you are going to say, this is wrong. So that messenger is alarming and warning us and telling us. And this is something which is given to us. So we are not left alone for these enemies. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has equipped us with all those weapons which were necessary to follow Sirat-e-Mustaqim, which were necessary to be true followers of messengers and Imam, and which were necessary to know what were the weapons and traps of our enemies. Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
But this Iblis did not leave Adam and Hawa on their own. He tried to chase them. And according to the tradition of Ibn Abbas, Adam and Hawa, they were living in paradise. And with different techniques and ways, he tried to go inside the paradise. He was not successful. Ultimately, snake was living in the paradise. And at that time, snakes were beautiful creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they were not poisonous at that time. So this Iblis requested, and snake said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has banned your entrance into the paradise. He said, no problem. Now I am going to do tawbah, and you help me and let me to go inside. And he said, angels are there, they are watching, they are observing, and when you will go with me or on me, so they will see. He said, I am telling you one technique, and what is that? That is, you keep me in your mouth and close your mouth, and in this way no one will see, and I can enter into the paradise. So in this way he entered, and because the snake kept Iblis in his mouth, so that's why the poison of snake comes from his mouth and his teeth. And from that day, he was also punished. This is a kind of punishment for snakes as well. Once Iblis entered, and then he tried to deviate or tried to chase Adam and Hawa. Ultimately, mistake was done. That is called Tarkeula. We do not say that is gunah, sin committed by Adam alayhi salam. So that is tarke-ula. Tarke-ula is something is expected by someone, and if he is not doing, it means that he has done tarke-ula, something which was expected. So for example, for us, 5-time prayer, that is wajib. But something is also expected by us. So 17 rakat every day in 5 prayers, that is wajib. But there are nawafil. So these nawafils are also expected by us to read, to perform. Likewise, night prayer, Salatul Layl, is also expected. Likewise, reading of Quran, that is also expected. So if we are not doing it, means we are also doing Tarkeula. Something which has been expected by us, but we are not doing. So likewise, there was a tree, and Adam and Hawa, they were prohibited not to eat from that. And ultimately, Shaitan whispered, first of all, Hadrat Hawa alayhi salam. So she ate. There's a quite detailed story. But after that, when they ate from that tree, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also, Adam and Hawa were also ordered, commanded to go or to leave the paradise. Now here is the difference of attitude. The day Shaitan denied to follow the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he did not done sajda. After that day, he never feels sorry. we never feel sorry. But Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, the day he was expelled out from paradise, both Adam and Hawa, they realized they have done some mistake. So that's why they confessed, they accepted their mistake. So that's why all the time both of them they were saying, Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. Oh Allah, we've done some mistake, we are losers. We've done zulm upon us. This is only you who can forgive us. Be kind to us. And this is also a great lesson for us, our forefather, our father Adam alayhi salam. For 200 years, continuously, he was crying, he was weeping, he was seeking repentance. You know, sometimes, most of us, we are full of errors and mistakes and we are committing sin. But maybe once or twice we say, Astaghfirullah Rabbi, Allah, I have done this guna and forgive me. And we are not getting any answer from Allah. Yes, I have forgiven. And we are leaving our tawbah. We are stopping our tawbah. But Hazrat Adam alayhi salam and Hazrat Hawa alayhi salam, for 200 years, they were seeking for repentance. They were asking for tawbah. And ultimately, by the grace of Panjtani Pak, Muhammad Ali.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted their tawbah. So until and unless we are not sure Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has accepted our tawbah, we should carry on. And again, when Allah is happy with someone, so if in the past someone has committed some sin, so then this person is being reminded by his sins, by one way or other way. So this is favor of Allah. If the sins of past we are remembering someone or with some source we are being reminded, and so that we should ask for tawbah. But if someone has done some sin, and he is just forgetting, and he is not confessing, he is not feeling any kind of guilty, he is not asking for tawbah, it means Allah is not happy with him. Allah did not like this person should ask for tawbah, so that Allah should forgive him. So this is a sign, if Allah is not happy, when we are committing sins, when we are committing guna, usually we are forgetting them. We are not trying to do tawbah salawat. The second thing, Hazrat Adam alayhi salam and Hazrat Hawa alayhi salam, continuously they were asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabbi inni zalamtu nafsi innaka min al-ghafirin. Wallah, you are forgiver. And I done zulm upon myself. So, they were condemning themselves. They were feeling guilty. And continuously, they were asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept a mistake what has been done by them. Number three, Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, whatever he done that was tarke mula. But after that mistake, he was not arrogant at all. When Adam alayhi salam did not follow the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah commanded Iblis to do sajda and he rejected. Allah asked, what was the reason? Why have you not done? And straight away he said, خَلَقْتَنِي مِنْ نَارٍ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِنْ تِينٍ. Instead of apologizing, straight away he gave the reason, and that reason was telling that he is arrogant. But when Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, itar-ke-ula was done by him, he did not had any arguments with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, why you have expelled me from the paradise? Well, why you have taken all of the favors and blessings which were provided me in the paradise? No, he was feeling guilty. He was humble. He was just requesting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I have committed some mistakes, so please forgive me. Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, when he observed his account book is now black, that is not good, then he tried to remove that black dots, that blackness in his book through his tears, through his griyonala. But Shaitan, he saw he has destroyed all of his good deeds, but he never planned to do tawbah. He never felt guilty. So that's why Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, he was continuously saying, Rabbi fatub alayya innaka antat tawwabur rahim. O Allah, I am coming to you. I am calling you, and you are the only who can accept my tawbah, who can accept my repentance, and who could be kind and rahim for me. And the important point, Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, he was never hopeless. As I read in Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared for all of us, okay, you are human being, you have Iblis and Shayateen who are your enemy, they are trapping you, they are whispering you, maybe they have deviated you, they have shown you a different attractions, and you left the right path. Okay, no problem. Allah says, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. Oh my servants, those who have committed sin, those who have committed any oppression upon them, those وہ تمام لوگ اللہ کہتا ہے کہ جنہوں نے گناہ کر کے اپنے آپ پر ظلم کیا. کیونکہ جب انسان گناہ کرتا ہے تو وہ اپنے آپ پر ظلم کرتا ہے, اللہ پر ظلم کرتا ہے, رسول اور امام پر ظلم کرتا ہے, اور ممکن ہے وہ گناہ کسی شخص پر بھی انسان ظلم کر رہا ہوتا ہے. تو اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ کہتا ہے, آپ میرے بندو, جنہوں نے گناہ کے ذریعے اپنے آپ پر ظلم کیا, لا تقنطوا من رحمت اللہ, میری رحمت سے مایوس مت ہو, میری رحمت کے دروازے تمہارے لیے کھلے ہوئے ہیں. So this is the open announcement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all of us. If you have committed a sin, do not be hopeless. The doors of my mercies and kindness and favors are open for all of you. Just feel guilty. And just promise with yourself you will not commit that sin again, and ask for forgiveness. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jamia. And if you are thinking you have a lot of sins, Allah says, if I decide, I will remove all of your sins. Kitna kareem aur rahim hai Allah ki zaat jo ye hukm deti hai, tum mere dar pe aa jao, میں تمہارے سارے کے سارے گناہ مٹا دوں گا. اس سے بڑا رحیم اور کریم کون ہو سکتا ہے؟ جو اپنے باغیوں کو, ظالموں کو, فاسقوں کو, فاجروں کو, سب کو کہتا ہے جو تمہارا خالق ہے وہ بہت کریم ہے. پہلی بات, کیونکہ دیکھیے کہ حضرت آدم علیہ السلام سے ایک چھوٹی سی مسٹیک ہوئی, اس کے لیے 200 سال انہوں نے توبہ کی, گریا کی. We must know the first thing, that is the easiest option for all of us, not to commit any sin. This is the easiest option. But once we have committed a sin, then getting repentance of that, being forgiven from that sin, this is not easy job. Although Allah is saying, لَا تَقْنَطُوا بِرْرَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Do not be hopeless. But just for one mistake, and that was not sin. If that took 200 years for Adam alayhi salam and Hawa alayhi salam to be forgiven, he was prophet. If just for one mistake that took 200 years, have you thought for ourselves how long it will take to be forgiven? And he had a long life. Usually our life is 60, 70, 80 years. We don't have so long chance to do tawbah. So the best option for all of us is not to commit the sin. But if by mistake, if due to any reason, if we have committed sin, we should not delay tawbah. You know, Allah is kind. If someone has committed sin, for example, if I am not getting up in the fajr prayer, for the fajr prayer, so that is a sin. If I am not performing wajib, that is a sin. Sin is not only this guna, but those things which are wajib, and if I am not doing, that is also sin. So whenever someone is committing sin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands his angel, for 7 hours don't write his sin in his account book. It means Allah is kind and he is giving us chance. You have 7 hours to do tawbah. Or if you are not perform any wajib, do that. So that sin should not be recorded in your account book. But we are ghafil. We are never pondering. We are never thinking about the kindness and mercies of Allah. And we are not doing hurry to revert, to go back, to do tawbah, and to make happy to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to be protected from sins. And if we have done the sins, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should forgive all of our sins. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wal asr, inna al-insana lafi khusr, illa al-lazina amanu wa amilu al-salihat, wa tawassaw bil-haqqi wa tawassaw bil-sabr.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma laka alhamd, badi as-samawati wal-arad. Zal jalali wal-ikram, Rabbal Arbaab. Wa ilaha kulli mauluhin wa khalika kulli makhluk. Tawaritha kulli shayh, laysa ka mislihi shayh. Wa huwa bi kulli shayhin muheed. أنت الله لا إله إلا أنت الأحد المتوحد الفرد المتفرد أنت الله لا إله إلا أنت الكريم المتكرم العظيم والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أبي القاسم محمد
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى
وعلى ولي ابن أبي طالب أمير المؤمنين عليه السلام
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى الحسن والحسين سيد الشباب أهل الجنة
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى
وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى محمد بن علي وعلى جعفر بن محمد وعلى موسى بن جعفر وعلى علي بن موسى وعلى محمد بن علي وعلى علي بن محمد وعلى حسن بن علي وعلى الخلف القائم المنتظر المحضي.
اللهم صل على محمد.
اللهم اعدل ظهورا انه يرانه بعيدا ونراه كريما برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين. اللهم افضل يا ابواب طوبتك ورحمتك ورزقك الوعسى اني اليك من الراغبين واتمم لي انعامك انك خير المنعمين. اللهم اجل بقيه عمري في اداء فرض الجمعات والحج والعمره ابتغاء وجهك يا رب العالمين. وصلى الله على محمد وآل الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين.
اللهم صل على محمد
وآله. أوصيكم بتقوى الله ونصب أمركم. This beautiful advice of our first Imam is for all of us to be organized, to organize our skills, times, knowledge, resources, wealth. And all of these we should try to keep at Sirat-e-Mustaqim. We need to follow that right path so that we should be muttaqi, we should follow the path of taqwa. And we must be successful here and hereafter. So all days, all months, all hours, all time belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But some months are more respectable and dignified as compared to others. So likewise, some days and some nights and some hours are more important and dignified and respectable as compared to other hours and days. Friday is the day of Eid for Muslimin. Friday is the day of Thanksgiving. Friday is the day of congregation. Friday is the day of Imam Zaman
Ajallahu Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
There is one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from sunset of Thursday to sunset of Friday. These are 24 hours. The Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in these 24 hours, altogether there are 24 hours, Prophet said, every hour of these 24, in every hour Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala releases 600,000 people from hellfire. And you can multiply 600,000 with 24. And 600,000 people are released from hellfire from Thursday to the sunset of Friday. Now we have to realize what we are doing in these 24 hours. Are we doing something which is helpful to go again in hellfire? Are we doing something which is helping us to be protected from hellfire? Someone who dies from sunset of Thursday to the sunset of Friday, this person will be protected from the pressure of grave, from fishare kab. And wo shakhs jo in 24 ghante mein marta hai to Allah se fishare kab se bacha leta hai. So Friday is very, very respectful, and that is haq. Prophet said, do not destroy the right of this haq, this Friday. Do not be lazy to do worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these 24 hours. And try to be closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and try to stop all sins during these 24 hours. Because Your worship will remove your sins in these 24 hours. And your levels will be raised in these 24 hours. Thursday night is as important as the day of Friday. Prophet said, the Thursday night and the day of Friday, you must spend in dua, in supplications and prayers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends the angels in first heaven so that they should observe closely the good deeds of the people, and they should also multiply their good deeds. So these 24 hours, according to a hadith of Prophet, are very, very important. If we are a follower of that Prophet, then we need to listen to him. We need to accept his word, and we need to change. Thursday, that is the night of forgiveness, that is the night of Tawbah usually. And in Islam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, any worship, any tawbah which is collective, that is highly appreciated, that is more acceptable. Maybe if one person is doing tawbah all alone, there is no guarantee to be accepted. If 10 people are doing tawbah together, there is maximum guarantee is their tawbah will be accepted. So we should pay a little bit more importance to Thursday programs and the Friday programs. Our fifth Imam, Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Who was born 57 Hijra, first of Rajab, and who was also poisoned on 7th of Zil Hajj. And he died in 114 Hijra. So he was born in 57, and altogether his age was 57. He was buried in Jannatul Baqi. So in past he was Mazloom, and today he is Mazloom. But he has left a lot of knowledge, a treasure of great knowledge for us. We need to explore, we need to learn. And inshallah, the shahadat of Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam will come and
read on Sunday.
And shahadat majlis will begin 4:30 with Salatul Maghribain, and inshallah then majlis. Getting blessing from one of his saying, he said, Isbiru ala adai al-fara'iz wa sabiru aduwakum wa rabitu imamakum al-muntada. Imam Allah Salam said, be patient on your wajibat. So if one day we have prayed Friday prayer, it means we shall not come next Friday. No. If one day we have prayed all 5 prayers, next day we should take rest. No. Imam Allah Salam said, if once you have prayed Khums, next year you should not pray. No. Imam is saying, Isbiru ala adai al-fara'iz. Be patient, be punctual on the performance of your wajibat. Whatever is wajib upon you, never be lazy. Once you have started the performance of one wajib, do not have break, do not have gap. This is the advice of Imam. Wasabiru aduwakum. And also be patient with your enemies. Iblis is your enemy. So be patient, and this patient means do not let your enemies to come and attack on you. No. Get ready, get prepared to stop their attacks, to stop their whisperings. An enemy could be among human beings, could be among shayateen. Min al jinnati wa nas. So we should be careful and conscious from our enemies, and we should get ready and prepare for them. وَرَابِتُ إِمَامُكُمُ الْمُنْتَذَرِ. And try to have any close relation with the Imam of your time. Now we have to explore ourselves how close we are with our Imam. Do we have tawfiq to read 2 rakat Namaz-e-Hadiya for Imam Zamanul Islam every day? Do we have tawfiq once a week we have dua nudba to show our love towards Imam, and do we join that prayer, that dua? Are we giving any sadaqah for the safety of Imam Zamanul Islam any day? Do we try to do his ziyarat? So if we have forgotten totally our Imam, then what kind of rabta, what kind of relation we have with our Imam? So this is advice of Imam Baqir al-Islam for all of us.
To have
strong bond with Imam, to have close relation with him. So inshallah, Eid al-Adha, that will fall on Wednesday. And 10 a.m. we will start Dua Nudwa, and 10:30 sharply Namaz-e-Eid al-Adha will start. And we kept it a little bit late because Namaz-e-Zohr, Awwal time is 11:45. So those people who will be here, inshallah, they will join Namaz-e-Zohran as well. So Namaz-e-Eid al-Adha will be on Wednesday, 10:30. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. Fasalli li-rabbika wanhar. Inna shani'aka huwa.